The staff dropped from his hand, but here and now on his own farm he might have taken a shameful mauling. Yes, but the swineherd, quick to move, dashed for the gate, flinging his oxhide down, rushed the dogs with curses, scattered them left and right with flying rocks, and warned his master, "Lucky to be alive, old man. A moment more my pack would have torn you, limb from limb. Then you'd have covered me with shame." As if the gods had never given me blows and groans aplenty. Here I sit, my heart aching, broken for him, my master, my great king, fattening up his own hogs for other men to eat, while he, starving for food, I wager, wanders the earth, a beggar adrift in stranger cities, foreign-speaking lands, if he's still alive, that is, still sees the rising sun. Come, follow me into my place, old man, so you at least can eat your fill of bread and wine. Then you can tell me where you're from, and all the pains you've weathered." On that note, the loyal swineherd led the way to his shelter, showed his guest inside, and sat Odysseus down on brush and twigs he piled up for the visitor, flinging over these the skin of a shaggy wild goat, broad and soft, the swineherd's own good bedding. The king, delighted to be so well received, thanked the man at once. "My host, may Zeus and the other gods give you your heart's desire for the royal welcome you have shown me here." "And you," replied Eumaeus, loyal swineherd, "it's wrong, my friend, to send any stranger packing, even one who arrives in worse shape than you. Every stranger and beggar comes from Zeus, and whatever scrap they get from the likes of us, they'll find it welcome. That's the best we can do, we servants, always cowed by our high and mighty masters, especially our young lords. But my old master, the gods, they must have blocked his journey home. He'd have treated me well, he would, with a house, a plot of land, and a wife you'd gladly prize. Goods that a kind lord will give a household hand who labours for him hard, whose work the gods have sped, just as they speed the work I labour at all day. My master, I tell you, would have repaid me well if he'd grown old right here. But now he's dead. If only Helen and all her kind had died out too, brought to her knees just as she cut the legs from under troops of men, my king among them. He went off to the stallion land of Troy to fight the Trojans, save Agamemnon's honour." "Enough." He brusquely cinched his belt around his shirt, strode out to the pens, crammed with droves of pigs, picked out two, bundled them and slaughtered both, singed them, sliced them down, skewered them through, and roasting all to a turn, set them before Odysseus, sizzling hot on the spits. Then coating the meat with white barley groats, and mixing honeyed wine in a carved wooden bowl, he sat down across from his guest, inviting warmly, "Eat up now, my friend. It's all we slaves have got, scrawny pork, while the suitors eat the fatted hogs. No fear of the gods in their hard hearts. No mercy. Trust me, the blessed gods have no love for crime. They honour justice, honour the decent acts of men, even cutthroat bandits who raid foreign parts, and Zeus grants them a healthy share of plunder, ships filled to the brim and back they head for home. Even their dark hearts are stalked by the dread of vengeance. But the suitors, no, they've caught some god-sent rumour of master's grisly death. That's why they have no mind to do their courting fairly, or go back home in peace. No, at their royal ease they devour all his goods. Those brazen rascals never spare a scrap. Not a day or a night goes by, sent down by Zeus, but they butcher victims, never stopping at one or two, and drain his wine as if there's no tomorrow, swilling the last drop. Believe me, my master's wealth was vast. No other prince on earth could match his riches, not on the loamy mainland, or here at home in Ithaca. No 20 men in the world could equal his great treasures. Let me count them off for you. 12 herds of cattle back on the mainland, just as many head of sheep, as many droves of pigs, and goat flocks ranging free. Hired hands or his own herdsmen keep them grazing there. Here in Ithaca, goat flocks, 11 in all, scatter to graze the island out at the wild end, and trusty goat herds watch their every move. And each herdsman, day after day, it never ends, drives in a beast for the suitors, best in sight, a sheep or well-fed goat, while I tend to these pigs. I guard them, pick the best for those carousers, and send it to the slaughter. His voice rose while the stranger ate his meat and drank his wine, ravenous, bolting it all down in silence, brooding on way.